This is Figuring It Out, a podcast by Pool House New York and hosted by me, Andrew. In this podcast, we're going to dig a little deeper on the topics we discuss on Instagram. I hope you tag along for the ride. I have a feeling it's going to be a good one. Hey everyone. In this episode, I want to talk about happiness. I've often said that happiness is when we're fulfilled before something happens, not because. It's not found when we get to our destination, it's found during our journey. But how do we find happiness on our journey? Are there steps that we can take? I think there are. In particular, I think there is one crucial step. To find happiness, I think we kind of have to forget ourselves. We have to forget that person in our head. We have to forget the person who is telling us that we're exceptional or inadequate. Because either way you cut it, even if you're thinking positively about yourself, or negatively, you're distracted from what really matters. As humans, the most important thing is our relationships and each other and the world around us. I think when we pay attention to these things, that's true happiness. Some people say that the first step to happiness or love starts from within. And I think that sounds good on the surface. I think it's also catchy, but I don't think life is so binary. I think we're all different, and for some people, the first step might not start within. For some people, the best form of self-care, self-love, might be to focus on someone other than oneself. Think about it. Think about your own life. When were you the most happy? Were you the most happy when you were thinking about yourself? Or when you were captivated by the world or other people? In my own life, my happiest moments have been when my thoughts disappear and it's just me and the world dancing together. This reminds me of something last week. It was Saturday. I was sitting outside. The weather was beautiful. It was warm, but there was a cool breeze. I remember the birds outside were singing a song. I could hear the squirrels outside near the trees too. It was a beautiful day, but I was kind of oblivious to all of it. I was consumed in my phone because I had posted something on Instagram earlier that day. The post was performing poorly and I was concerned. I thought I had embarrassed myself. I thought that I was a failure, that people were tired of my content and writing, that I was washed up. And I know I was exaggerating, but I couldn't help but think these thoughts. I was just so consumed in my personal identity or my online identity that I ignored everything else. And in turn, I was unhappy. I had let it damper my entire day. Eventually, my mom called me. We usually call each other every morning. And as we were talking, I was still glued to my phone. I was still wondering whether I should delete that post or not. I was so distracted that I can't even remember what we talked about. And after the phone call, I felt incredibly bad because I had just wasted this entire conversation. I wasted the only conversation I would have with my mom that morning, and I cherish every phone call we have because I realize that every phone call is one less that we have together, and I regretted having squandered one of those moments. After realizing that, I decided I needed to decompress. I needed to center myself and step away from my personal issues. So I went into my apartment, put my phone away, put on some running shoes, and went for a walk. During the walk, I was still thinking about the Instagram post. I was still wondering whether I should delete it or not. I wanted to forget it, but I just couldn't. You know, sometimes these thoughts, they just keep popping up in our head. And it's hard to shake them. Eventually, I did shake those thoughts when I ran into this couple who were walking their dog. Their dog was so cute. He reminded me of my family's dog. He had this innocent demeanor on that most dogs have. The couple noticed me admiring their dog and they told me that I could pet him. And so I did. And as I pet him, his tail started to wag. You could tell he was happy. His joy was so infectious that I started to smile too. The couple and me then started talking. They told me that their dog's name was Benji, and I thought that was an incredibly cute name. He looked like a Benji, actually. I told them how I wanted to get a dog, but I was nervous. I told them that I'm single, and getting a dog is a lot of responsibility for one person. They told me that it is, but it's so worth it. They said that there's nothing like having a little furball to come home to, as they kneeled down to pet little Benji. I agreed with them. There is nothing like it. Eventually, we parted ways, and I waved goodbye. As I continued on my walk, I started to think how beautiful of a moment that was. I realized that I wasn't thinking about my personal issues or Instagram at all during our conversation. It felt like the world had disappeared and it was just the four of us. For a moment, it felt like all of our hearts were smiling. The reason why I'm telling you this story is because it exemplifies the way we find happiness. Happiness isn't found by constructing some elaborate identity in our heads about how great we are. Because eventually the world is going to give us a sign about how great we're not, and then we're going to question that. Often, real, true happiness is found outside. It's found when we set aside these elaborate identities we have in our head about how we have to sound or look a certain way. It's found when we pay attention to the beautiful people and things that are already around us. It happens when we get lost in the magic of life. And I know we can't always focus on the present moment. We can't always focus on what's around us. Sometimes we have to learn from our past, and other times we have to plan for the future. We also must sometimes be aware of how other people perceive us because we're social creatures. But when we're feeling stressed or anxious, I think one of the best remedies is to simply pay attention to someone or something other than ourselves. Because a lot of the time, our unhappiness stems from our obsessive thoughts about who we are. Maybe this means you should go on a walk or read a book. Or maybe you should call a loved one or a friend and talk to them. Or maybe you should go out in nature and appreciate how beautiful the world is. Because happiness and joy, and especially love, they're not found inside our heads. Often, the moments that make life really worth living are found outside. They're found by opening our arms to the people and things around us. They're found by saying yes to life right now, as it's being created. It's found by accepting the universe's hand to dance in this very moment, in spite of everything. If you're enjoying this podcast, I want to invite you to subscribe to my newsletter. I'll be going into more detail on some of the things I talk about here and on Instagram. Links to the newsletter will be in the description. Music for this episode was composed by Harold Malcolm. You can follow him on Instagram @HaroldMalcolm. I hope you all have a great rest of your day.